Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we have two emails about scholarships. First one says, I just wanted to share some awesome news with you that might give some hope to other listeners. I received a $48,000 per year scholarship from my top choice law school. This only covered about 90% tuition. I sent the school an email with full ride offers I received from other schools, but I indicated in my email that their school is my top choice if they agreed to increase my offer, I would accept it. In my proposal to the school, I requested that they change my offer from a dollar amount to a percentage to protect my scholarship from losing value based on future tuition increases. I was willing to pay 10% a year for this school because it was more than 10% better ranked than my next two choices. We've talked about that in the past.
100%.
I think that was a Thinking LSAT thing, but the 100% rule where
if a school just to clarify.
Go ahead.
You said 10%, so...
No, but he's saying he's willing to pay 10%.
Yes,
oh, we've talked about the 100% rule. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. It's 100% better. Yeah, yeah.
What is the 100% rule?
So if you have a school that's 100% better in its ranking, then maybe, again, just a necessary condition here, maybe you can take that ranking into consideration. So, for example, a school that's ranked... 16th, right? And then a school that's ranked 7th, well, those schools are different from each other by more than 100%. So you can take rank into consideration.
Yeah, that's on the borderline. But like a clear example, you know, something like people who are comparing UCLA to Stanford. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so UCLA is 14th and Stanford is 2, 3.
Yeah.
There's more than 100% difference there in those rankings, which means that it's actually real. An example of some place where it really doesn't matter, you know, you're comparing the perfect example these days is UCLA and Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Like they recently flip-flopped in the rankings, you know, and you'd be an idiot to think that Georgetown being 15th and UCLA being 14th means that there's any real difference between those schools. It can easily flip back next year.
Yep.
Schools fluctuate wildly in their rankings, by the way. Not so much in the top 14, but outside the top 14, schools move up and down like pretty dramatically.
Yeah, you can see those historical charts and they cross paths all the time and by a lot.
Yeah.
Schools that,
if you're comparing a school that's ranked 30th to a school that's ranked 50th, that fails the 100% rule. So in our estimation, there is no difference between a school that's ranked 30th and a school that's ranked 50th. Well, that's not to say that there's not a difference in the schools because they're located in different places and there's probably lots of things that are different about them. But you should no longer take the ranking into consideration if you're comparing a school ranked 30th to a school ranked 50th because by the time you graduate, they could easily have switched places.
Yep.
So to get back to Brandon, he made them an offer and he said, tell you what, switch this to 90% tuition instead of $48,000 per year because I want to protect myself against a scholarship, against a tuition increase, which, you know, we know that schools just keep hiking their tuition every single year, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Way more than inflation, by the way, for the past couple of decades. That's his offer to them. And he says, hey, look at all these other full ride offers, but you know, you're my number one and I will pay, give me a 90% scholarship and I'm coming.
Yep.
I was delighted to receive a response less than 2 hours later from the school, increasing my offer to 100%.
Wow.
With one email, I saved myself around $20,000. It was because of advice from your show that I knew to do this, and listening to you guys has literally saved me over $150,000 to date. Praise the demon, Brandon.
It's a very well-formatted email, too. Thanks, Brandon.
Ben likes the short sentences and the short paragraphs. Thank you, Brandon. I'm glad you took our advice. I'm glad we were able to save you from foolishly spending six figures on tuition that you just didn't have to pay. I mean, that's the game, is you just don't have to pay. Step one, decide you're not going to pay. Step two, don't pay. It's like very, it's really easy. You just decide, you know, I mean, yeah, you got to get your best LSAT and you got to apply broadly so that you have multiple offers. But Brandon's going for free, and that's our mission in life. Hey guys, so this is the second email, also about scholarships. Hey guys, this may be a dumb question, but I have not been in this situation before. In my letter of admission, a deadline is posted for need-based scholarships. What is a need-based scholarship exactly? Are they forgivable? Who is loaning / giving the money? And is it something to look into further? Jimmy, what do you know, Ben, about need-based scholarships to law school?
Well, the only thing I know, or I'm actually, I don't know if I should say that I know this, but I would assume that it's a scholarship based on your financial needs, which means you're going to have to fill out the FAFSA. At least there are other things that sometimes schools require to show them your financial situation, and then they decide how much of a scholarship to give you. Given the little discussion about them, though, I'm assuming that they're not very common.
Yeah, Jimmy, sounds like bullshit to me. Unless we're talking about literally Harvard, Stanford, Yale, those three schools don't give merit-based scholarships because they're Harvard, Stanford, and Yale, and they don't need to give merit-based scholarships to attract the best applicants. All other schools do give need-based scholarships. All other schools give primarily merit-based scholarships. And this sounds like a school that is not offering you a merit-based scholarship, and they're kind of trying to string you along. You know, my guess is that if they haven't already asked you for a deposit, that's probably coming real soon.
Jimmy, yeah, and the thing about a need-based scholarship is it can be very small, right? And so you still feel like, oh, they've looked at your financial need and they're helping you out. It's not like a loan, so this whole idea is it forgivable? No, but my concern is that if they give you anything at all, it's going to be too small, not enough.
Yeah, they have decided, Jimmy, that you're not a good enough applicant that they want to let you go for free. I mean, because, like, let's be honest, these merit-based scholarships, these tuition discounts, it's not like there's real money behind them. They're just deciding to waive the tuition for the better qualified applicants.
Yep.
And they have decided, Jimmy, not to waive your tuition based on your LSAT and your GPA primarily. They have decided that they want to try to charge you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, whatever it is. And it sounds to me like they're, you know, holding out this carrot of like, oh, but there are need-based scholarships. And frequently you hear the schools say, and there's also scholarships that you can apply to in your second year and in your third year, you know? And it's like,
after you've given up all the leverage, you're there. Who's going to leave and go somewhere else? You know,
Jimmy, look at the ABA 509 report. There's a scholarship matrix on that 509 report, and you're going to see exactly, within ranges, you're going to see how much money they're giving to how many people. Yeah. And at the majority of law schools, they're giving full tuition scholarships to some people, more than full tuitions to some people, more, you know, half to full tuition to more than half the class. In many cases, they're giving more than half tuition to more than half the class. And if they haven't offered you a merit-based scholarship, Jimmy, I think they are trying to get you to foot the bill for all of that. And they're talking about these need-based scholarships, but, you know, to me, that's just this like real uncertain promise to try to get you to sign your life away. Try to get you to be one of those poor suckers who graduate from law school with a couple $100,000 of debt. I'd love to be wrong. Email daily at lsatdemon.com. You know, if you are talking about Harvard or Stanford or Yale, then they have actual need-based scholarships, which is a big deal. And, you know, maybe there are some other schools way up there in the top 10 or whatever that have similar programs to go along with their merit-based scholarship programs. But when we talk about money for law school, the vast majority of money we talk about is merit-based. And that's just the schools fighting for the best applicants, and they just, you know, they just essentially just waive your tuition and charge someone else double price.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fucked up, broken game, but that's the game. So we encourage you to, you know, be on the winning side of that, which is just make sure that you're getting one of those merit scholarships. Most schools do give them to, like, most students. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.